Huntrell, obviously when you heard the Will Hill news, you know, it was probably disappointing knowing what he brings to the team. You know, what was your kind of thought when you heard the cut obviously come through and then his appeal was denied?
You know, obviously, you know, I'm extremely disappointed. And, you know, when I heard that the cut was finalized, I can't say it was a shocker to myself. You know, Will knew a situation, you know, that he put the Giants in and he kind of forced their hand. And at that point in time, you know, you can't really depend on Will to help us out and, you know, to really do anything for us, you know, if you're suspended, you know, repeatedly, you know, season after season after season. So, you know, I spoke to Will. You know, Will and I have had several, you know, chats about this. And, you know, he's full aware of, you know, what took place and what should have taken place. And, you know, every man has to be accountable for their own actions. And, like I said, you know, it didn't surprise me. It sting, you know, it sting like hell. You know, Will's like a little brother to myself, you know, and he's a phenomenal player. You know, probably one of the most gifted safeties that we have. And for him to keep moving himself, you know, in the wrong direction, you know, it's not a good thing.
It seemed like he kind of kept himself in track when he was here, you know, with you guys throughout the season. Was there that worry within the locker room that he might slip up when he came home? And he, you know, was away from the Giants, he was away from his teammates.
Well, that's something we worry about, not just Will Hill, but with just players in general. You know, the offseason is a long time off. You know, guys have, you know, the money to pretty much do what they want to do and the freedom to do what they want to do. So, but, you know, as professionals, you know, you have to go out there and carry yourself in a certain manner, understand that, you know, the do's and don'ts of this league and, you know, even within yourself. And, you know, we're all aware of that here. So we know right from wrong. It's, you know, it's too easy to do right, you know, instead of, you know, as opposed to, you know, keep doing wrong. So, you know, I mean, you have to take it. It is what it is.
With that and J-Ron kind of coming back-to-back, do you feel like something needs to be said, or is it just kind of an isolated thing and it's not part of a bigger issue?
You know, I don't feel anything needs to be said. I think, like I say, you know, every individual has to be accountable for his own actions. And, you know, they're both adults. They're both men. They know right from wrong. They know the do's and don'ts of this league. They know, you know, if you're going to be tested, when you're going to be tested, you know. It's like I say, it's too easy to do right to keep doing wrong. And you know, this is my 10th year, and I've lived it. So I know, you know, not every guy's going to be like myself. I'm not going to be like every other guy. But like I say, once again, you know, it's too easy to do right, you know, to keep doing wrong. So that's something that we don't need around here. You know, we don't need to have, you know, that pub, you know, guys sitting up on Twitter, you know, saying what's going on, you know, what's up with the secondary, this, that, and the other. And, I mean, it's a bad reflection. I mean, it doesn't look good.
How surprised were you to hear about J-Ron when you did, if at all?
I mean, you know, you're always surprised, you know, because you're not aware of these things. You know, like I say, every man, you know, have their own, you know, criteria going on, you know, in the off season. You know, we're all away from each other. We all have our family, friends, and vacation that we have aside, you know, from the team. So, you know, we don't see those guys too often. And, you know, when you hear about it, I mean, for one, it's disappointing because you need those guys. Those are the guys that you ride with, that you depend on, you know, when you're out there on the field. But, you know, for me, it goes a lot deeper than football. You know, it goes to the person, the individual themselves.
Yeah, Charles, anything you do, I mean, you're established here, you've been here, there's so many new guys here, you know, a lot of new veterans. You know, they don't know the area, they don't know the Giants' way. You know, they don't know anything, really. They just know how to play football. You know, to try to make these guys into more of a unit, into more of a team. You know, you can't do it all in a couple of weeks, but to start that process up.
Yeah, I mean, I think we've been doing a great job of that. You know, whether it's going to 44 to watch the basketball game or, you know, just pick up a game basketball or even playing cards or shooting pool, I think the guys have collectively, you know, been in tune with one another. You know, we've been hanging out a lot. We've been doing a lot of downtown, just relaxing, chilling, just getting to know each other off the field. And, you know, the new guys that have, you know, joined the Giants team this year, I mean, they've been embracing it and they've been having a ball with it.
I mean, it's mostly a position thing, right?
Oh, for the most part, yeah. But, I mean, even we go outside those lines. You know, we hooked up with a couple of tight ends, receivers. It really doesn't matter, you know. So, like I say, I think this group and this unit that we have here is definitely a closer unit than we've had here in the past.
Already?
Already, yeah.
Because they're new. I mean, you know, a lot of them are new. Some of them old, but a lot, you know, you've got guys on a bunch of different teams.
Already.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know. Yeah. You know, like I said, I don't know. Everyone has, you know, a lot of you know, guys, you know, have families, have kids. You know, we all understand that. And, you know, everyone has their own thing going on. But when you find guys that want to hang out, you know, with other players, you know, it doesn't matter what it is. You know, just to get to know that guy off the field, get to know where his mind, you know, what triggers his mind, you know, what are his do's and don'ts. And so far it's been good. It's been good for us.
And how does that translate? I mean, you know, it may not translate tomorrow, but at some game in November or December, you know, you hung out with some guys and, you know, watched basketball yesterday. How does that help at some point?
It's huge. It's, you know, it's all about, you know, the chemistry. It's all about the chemistry of the guy next to you. You know, there's a lot of times where I can look at Stevie, you know, or I can look at Beeson, and they already know exactly what I'm thinking. I don't have to say a word. So, you know, when you develop that chemistry, when someone knows your mindset, they know how you play. You know, my coaches can already say, they say, look, when we're teaching this film, don't look at Antrell because he's going to do his own thing. So they already know how I'm going to play. So it's just a form of just developing that chemistry.
Antrell, have you had a chance to talk to Will since this came down? And,
Well, yeah, I spoke to Will, you know, and, you know, like I was talking to anyone else, you know, I just try to encourage him to, you know, just to keep his head up. You know, it's a tough time for him, but like I say, Will knows what position he's put himself in, and he's accountable for his own action. He's taking full responsibility for it. You know, just to understand that, you know, it might not be over for him. You know, I'm hoping that it's not. I'm hoping that he finally, you know, buckled down and understand that no matter what happens, if he's given another try, that it will be his last time, you know, no matter what team he's on. So, you know, Will, he needs that for himself, and he needs to understand that for himself. You know, there's only so much talking that another man can do to another person.
How does Stevie look to you out there coming off his injury?
Oh, Stevie looks good, man. Stevie's moving around, you know. He's moving well. He's just as fast and explosive as he's ever been. And, you know, obviously, you know, he's going to be a tad bit rusty. But, you know, he missed a whole year of football. But, you know, he's right back in it, man. It looks like, you know, maybe he's missed maybe a game or two, if that. But Steve is a guy, he's worked extremely hard this offseason, and I'm very happy to have him back.
It's very early, obviously, but now that you have a couple kind of workouts and practices with these guys on the field, under your gun, I mean, how does this defense look to you?
The defense looks good, man. It looks good. It's explosive. Guys are flying around, and more important, guys are hungry. And they're hungry early. So when you find that, you know, it's going to be hard. It's going to be hard for a team to really be successful against us.
Does it seem like this defense is maybe built a little more around you guys? Like, in the past, it's always been kind of the defensive line first. It's built a little more around you guys in the second.
Well, I mean, I think it has its balance. I think we have guys at each and every position that can be a shining star. You know, not one guy, not two guys, but, you know, we think about all 11 guys. You know, we have guys out there that can really play ball and focus in and tune in what we have going on.
How's the offense look to you? Work in progress?
Offense looks good to me also. I mean, I think just the difference in the offense and the way their movement is, you know, their communication, they have to be on the same page at the same time. And so far, man, so good. I mean, I think that the unit is running effectively. They seem to find a wide-open guy each and every time. So right now, those guys look very good, man. They look explosive. They look like they're excited about, you know, the new offensive system that's going in.
Have you seen enough growth in Cooper Taylor and his game in a year that you think he can contribute to you guys?
His game in a year? Well, Cooper didn't play much last year. So that's something we're still trying to evaluate right now. I think Cooper has all the ability in the world. Big guy, explosive guy, fast guy. But nothing's going to prepare you for football than playing football. You know, you can be as good as you want to be in the classroom. You can be as good as you want to be on the practice field. But until you get battle tested during those games, that's when you're really going to, you know, be able to determine, you know, what this guy can do, what he can't do. So we're still waiting for that right now. But so far, so good.
You said the defense seems hungry. These guys seem hungry. Do you feel like that's hungrier this year than in years past? Is it
different? At the start of things right now, absolutely. I think, you know, these guys, they want it. You know, they want it. We have a lot of guys coming from different teams that has either, you know, been there and failed, and some that's been there and won, and some who wants to get there who's never been there. So, like I say, man, I like the group. I like the enthusiasm of the coaches. I think the coaches are, I mean, they're fiery. You know, they seem like they want it just as bad or even, you know, even more than what we do. And that's always a great thing, man. You know, when you have the leaders that that go out there and, you know, and they're so in tune in what we have going on, and they're so excited about, you know, what's the next play, what's the next call.